This is Bill Green. I was a sergeant, United States Army, in Vietnam Infantry, 1968. In the cabinet in front of you, if you look at the bottom left-hand side, numbers 1 through 4, these are brass cartridges from weapons that were used in Vietnam, from AK-47 to the M16 to a 45 caliber pistol. The larger bullets in the back is a 50 caliber on the right, and the short stubby one on the left is an M79 grenade launcher. The next shelf up on number 5 is C ration box. These are the meals the guys ate out in the field. We'd get a case of them, and the case would hold 12 different meals, and inside, everything you needed for a lunch, or a dinner, or a breakfast. To the right of number 5 is a homemade stove the guys would use out in the field to heat the cans of food with. They would either use a heating cartridge that the military supplied, or at times we'd break open a Claymore mine, take the C4 plastic explosive out of it, take a pinch of the C4, put a match to it, and it burned white hot, and that would heat your food. In the front is a P-38 can opener, the small silver device. Every GI carried one of those around his neck, usually on the chain of your dog tags. Without that, you couldn't open the cans of food and get your dinner. Above that, on item 6, is jungle boots. Everybody wore those in Vietnam. And above that is letters home. For myself, I served along the Laotian border, wet, humid, jungle, high mountains, heavy rain. Stationary did not last. The old guys taught the new guys when they came in how to write a letter home that would survive. You would take that C ration box at number 5, break it open, write a letter home to your loved ones, and then fold it up. On the top, above the letter, is a C ration box all folded up, tight together, put free on the corner, put the address on it, give it to the door gunner, the helicopter. He was our mailman, and he'd mail it when he got back to base. On the number 6 shelf, on the right side, is a pair of sandals. Those sandals are made out of tires and inner tubes. And both the Viet Cong and the North Vietnamese wore sandals such as these. Also on the right side is the flag of South Vietnam. On the bottom right side is a Prick 25 radio. The RTOs carried these out in the field. This is what the infantry used to communicate to different companies or back to headquarters.
Like I said, we got to listen to Bill.